This is your public affairs programming on 91.5 FM. With us in the studio, I have Stacey Morshaw talking about the New Orleans Musicians Clinic and how you can support musicians in New Orleans. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the New Orleans Musicians Clinic. What do people need to know? Like, what is the clinic?
Well, we have been around for 17 years. Mm-hmm. 2015 will be our 17th year. And we have been treating our local musicians and cultural bears, Mardi Gras Indians, giving them health care. Offering up health care so they can stay healthy and keep playing for us.
Like for free?
Well, yes, as much as we can.
As much as you can.
As much as you can,
given the state of the health care in New Orleans.
Exactly.
I understand. There's a lot going on with the clinic, and people can support it on New Year's Eve. There's an event.
Yes, at Dat Dog on Frenchman Street, people go in between 6 and 10 p.m. They're going to be having some specials. There'll be proceeds will come to the Musicians Clinic and Assistance Foundation, and they'll have some raffles and fun stuff, music, food, drink, you know.
Always. And that's going to be a continuing relationship
throughout the year.
So, I mean, a lot of people want to support the clinic, and there's a local business that's stepping up to support what you do at the clinic. How do people, if they're curious about healthcare, how do people you know, who can go? How do people get care?
Well, if you are a musician here in town and that's, you know, street musician, someone playing in clubs every night, studio musician, gospel singers, Mardi Gras Indians, if you are a photographer or a visual artist or anybody who keeps the life and arts and culture of New Orleans alive, you can go. If you're a bar manager at a club that plays music all the time, live music, and you're a bartender there, you can come to the Musicians Clinic and get yourself some free care.
So any cultural worker, almost, it seems like people who support musicians, people who support the music culture of New Orleans?
Well, not necessarily. you have to have some sort of ties within the music community or the photography community. You know, to have some sort of proof that you do this, whether it be from the bar manager or from a manager if you're a musician, local sales from any of your work. Mardi Gras Indians. It's a little bit different if you're a Mardi Gras Indian because there really is no income at being a Mardi Gras Indian.
Right.
So
you got to be the prettiest to get
it. You have to be one of the prettiest. And we've got a lot of pretty Indians with our clinic. So they come in and we have a social worker who meets with everybody that comes in. On their first appointment, and she will help them find what services they need, what kind of help they need. She will help sign them up for Medicaid. Like I said, anything that they need beyond the care that we offer, she can help with. And then you will go and see Catherine, who's our LPN, and she'll get you on the healthy road.
Cool,
hopefully,
cool.
Our whole goal is for preventative care.
Yeah.
So that's what we are trying to push on a lot of our musicians is, you know, to come in before you're sick.
You got to go to the doctor.
Come in before you're sick. Because a lot of people, especially here in New Orleans, all across the board, when you get sick or you get the flu, you go to the ER. Don't go to the ER. Go before you get sick. There's all these community health centers all across the town that can see you.
All right. We were talking about the St. Thomas Clinic. We were talking about the – where is the clinic located?
Our clinic's at 3700 St. Charles within the LSU Healthcare Network building on the second floor. LSU's been very good to us, so we really appreciate everything that they've done for us. We have space within there. And then – if there is some care that we cannot offer right there in our office, in our clinic rooms, we have that whole LSU healthcare network that we can refer patients to.
Cool.
So there's a wealth of places to get you healthy and keep you healthy.
And if you want to get a little unhealthy, you can support the clinic because there's an event on New Year's Eve at Dat Dog on Frenchman Street, 6 to 10. And then there's something happened on January 6th,
January 6th, well, we all know here, that's the Epiphany, mm-hmm. you know, 12th night.
King cake time.
And it's time to eat that king cake, which, you know, it's okay to have a little bit. I'm going to have a little bit or maybe a lot. We are going to be doing a Affordable Care Act form and enrollment. And this is going to be open to everybody. The Actors Fund, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Actors Fund. They're out of New York. They help a lot of artists, actors, of course, whatnot. And they also help us in some situations. So one of the ways they're helping right now is that they have been given a grant to go around and talk about the Affordable Care Act across the country. And so they are coming to New Orleans and they're going to present. We have several other people going to be there, ACA specialists, Blue Cross Blue Shield, a couple other insurance companies that are involved with the marketplace, mm-hmm. ACA. Mm-hmm. They'll all be there to answer questions. And
about what is about, the marketplace for ACA.
What is it?
You got to find out, though.
What's the best insurance yeah. plan to take for you? Because there's so many different. There's bronze, silver, gold. What the percentages are that will be covered, mm-hmm, deductibles, mm-hmm. if you're eligible, that's another thing. And we will enroll you. We'll have certified navigators there.
So it's on St. Charles.
This will be actually at the Ashe Cultural Center at 1712 O.C. Haley Boulevard.
O.C. Haley.
Yeah.
Okay, on January 6th.
On January 6th.
At Ashe. And yes. then your clinic is on 3700 St. Charles.
Correct.
New Year's Eve, Dat Dog on Frenchman. There's health care everywhere.
There
seems,
is.
Except not.
So, yeah, well, so, you know.
You know, I mean, affordable health care is a political thing. And our governor has restricted the Medicaid expansion.
Exactly.
How does that affect the clinic?
Well, it has affected us in a pretty big way. A lot of our patients fall into what is called the sacrifice zone. Mm. And that means that they do not make enough money for the Affordable Care Act, but they make too much for the Medicaid. Medicare.
I see.
And
what kind of dollars we're talking about?
You have to be 200% above poverty level to qualify.
Is poverty like?
I think that's $11,000 a year.
Yeah.
Something Jeez. Like that. And the average of what musicians make is about $17,000 a year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know that's a cash base. They live in a cash-based economy for that they're handed cash all the time.
I understand it.
So we are working with several musicians to help them get their financials under order with a brass tax program. That's something new that we're working with, and we're going to expand it to more musicians so they can learn proper financial budgeting and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
And we are doing our best to help our patients that fall within that sacrifice zone because we're not going to stop seeing them just because they can't afford to go. We need to keep everybody healthy.
Yeah, we need to keep everybody healthy. So, I mean, just as the public affairs people,
yeah.
I would like to say, views expressed, that, you know, the governor's election in 2015 is a very important thing.
It is very important.
But, you know, while we're here now in 2014, we have the New Orleans Musicians Clinic at 3700 St. Charles Avenue on the second floor. You can call them at 504-412-1366 or find out more at NewOrleansMusiciansClinic.org. You can have your New Year's Eve and support the clinic at Dat Dog on Frenchman. And know that that relationship will continue all through 2015 and January 6th.
January 6th is one we're looking forward to right now, as well as the Dat Dog, of course, because that will help bring proceeds into us. And then we're able to do stuff with help of other partners that we have throughout the country and here in New Orleans to keep getting everybody healthy and keep going on. And because without our musicians, I just can't imagine New Orleans without music. It's
Charleston or something.
Yeah, food and music. That's what we're known for down here.
That's what we got. Well, Stacey, is there anything Is there anything that you'd like to leave our viewers with this morning?
Well, they, you know, can come visit our website. Like you said, NewOrleansMusiciansClinic.org. We do have NOMAF.org, and that's NOMAF.org. That's the foundation's website. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you can make donations on there. We're at the end of the year. Just saying. It's a great end of the year thing.
Yes.
And if anybody has any questions, please feel free, you know, to give us a shout out, info@nomaf.org. We're always looking for volunteers. We have, we're going to be part of Crescent City Classic this year. Mm-hmm. So if people want to run or walk, I'm a walker. Give us a shout out. We'll sign you up to our team and get you going for free.
Wonderful. Stacy Marchaud, New Orleans Musicians Clinic, NewOrleansMusiciansClinic.org. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.